ABC Radio Darwin.
Well, I think it makes all of us feel extraordinarily concerned. There's a lot of messaging in the film. There's quite a lot of confrontational images that the audience will see. And we kind of need to show that. We need to talk about that so that people really get a clear understanding about what's truly going on under the surface of the ocean. But the film is very much a call to action. So towards the end of the film, you know, we do talk about hope. We do talk about that we've seen change happen for the better. We've talked about things that we can do. So it is very much a film of hope and to be inspired to take action and to be motivated to take action.
So to inspire and to get people to take action or care about the oceans, it's a little bit of a mix of a shock factor and a bit of beauty thrown in as well. Is that the scenario?
Yeah, Blue is a very, very beautiful film. And the director, Carina Holden, specifically chose to make it that way so that it appealed to a broad audience. So it's not your traditional documentary where you have interviews. It's really a documentary that we watch what some of our ocean guardians that are featured in the film, what they're doing in their lives, the actions that they're taken. It's beautifully filmed with amazing footage. There are some scenes that kind of make you take your breath away. But we're really inspired by what these people are doing. And, you know, you don't feel hopeless at the end of it because we realise that there are things that we can do as individuals and communities to actually make a change.
So you mentioned it's shot beautifully. Can you just describe, take us under the water and for listeners, what exactly they'll see if they pop along tonight to see Blue?
Okay, so you'll see lots of beautiful places. Blue was filmed in Australia, up on the Great Barrier Reef. It was filmed at Lord Howe Island. It was filmed in Indonesia, the Philippines and Hawaii. So it's very much a global film. And we've got that sort of the beautiful images, of course, of the reef and both sort of above and below the water. But to contrast against that, it sort of takes you on this emotional journey where you're feeling elated by the beauty that, I mean, we all love the ocean. I don't think I've ever met someone that doesn't, whether you swim in it, dive in it, surf on it, or just gaze at it. Everybody is moved by the ocean. So there's plenty of that to celebrate what there is and what there is to lose.
Yes, I wanted to mention that because, as I said in the introduction there, if you're sitting there looking at the ocean tonight, it looks beautiful. It's fantastic. You've got the sea breeze. But what is the health of that ocean really underneath? And, of course, the creatures that live in it. Mankind, it's always seemed to treat the ocean as this bottomless, I guess, cupboard for food and treats it also as a bit of a garbage disposal unit. That way of thinking for humankind, has it caught up with us?
Yeah, look, I think one of the key sort of messages of the film is very much about that we need to stop treating the ocean as something that we just consume and use as a dumping ground, and that we need to respect it and treat it as our life force, because that's the thing about the ocean, is it's not just something that we look at or immerse ourselves in. It is actually the life force of the planet. Over 70% of our blue planet is the ocean. We rely on it for our weather. We rely on it for our fresh water, climate, everything. It absorbs all the carbon. It is a huge, huge important part of life on this planet. And we want to celebrate that, but we've got to look after it. And, you know, it's up here in the top end as well, where your life is absolutely revolved around living on the coast.
Exactly.
And fishing the sea, you know, exactly. It's very much a part of your lifestyle. So Blue certainly is a film for people of Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Are you glad to hear that more and more states in Australia and other countries are banning single-use plastic bags? Considering the number of bags used and those that are dumped and make their way into oceans.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely been a fantastic win so far with the plastics campaign. We have 8 million tons of plastics going to the ocean every year, and as we know, plastics never go away. So it's been an extraordinary year for that. We've got down in New South Wales, I'm not sure if it's the same up here, but Woolworths and Coles, for example, are going to ban the plastic bag as well. So there's a long way to go, but we also about celebrating that the good things that are happening and the changes that are taking place.
You mentioned about 8 million tonnes a year making its way rubbish into the oceans.
Yep.
I read the other day there's 100 million tonnes of garbage in the world's oceans right now, those gigantic cesspools of rubbish and garbage and plastic. Can that ever be removed from the ocean?
No, you're talking about the North Pacific Gyre, and there are actually five gyres in our oceans. Mm. There are some people trying to create technology that can remove it from the ocean, but it's a very, very big amount of plastic. It's been going in there since the 1950s at that rate. So we're really more advocating for preventing it from entering the ocean now. So we've got organisations like Take Three for the Sea. We can do beach cleanups, reducing our amount of single-use plastic. So stop using plastic bags, plastic straws, plastic water bottles. Keep them out of the litter stream.
Yes, and just quickly, Valerie Taylor makes a special appearance in blue. Anybody who has been associated with the ocean in Australia growing up would know about Valerie Taylor.
Indeed, Valerie is a huge part of the film. She comes in towards the end of the film and really sort of raises the bar on what we need to do and giving us that hope. Valerie has been fighting for oceans and ocean conservation for over 50 years and she's still doing it. She's still taking on governments and she's really extremely inspiring to all of us.
ABC Radio Darwin.